Hey, good morning. Welcome to today's Pride Report here on 97.5 FM, Double K Country. I'm Mike Herbert. Thanks for joining us. Pride Report brought to you by Nevada Regional Medical Center and Double K Country. I'll tell you about some of the things that are going on at NRMC and to help us do that today. Going solo today with Foundation Director Jennifer Eaton today. She's wearing the foundation hat today.
Yes.
How are you, Jennifer?
Good. Good morning, Mike.
Good. Well, because you're wearing the foundation hat because coming up here soon is the annual golf tournament.
Yes, this is the 23rd annual Caring with Pride Golf Classic, and it's going to be held on Friday, May 8th.
All right, so let's talk about the tournament. It's always been a nice fundraiser for the foundation to help out with various projects at the hospital. Have you pigeonholed what we're going to do this time?
We have. This year we have actually earmarked, we will be raising funds for a new infant warming unit that we use on our OB department. They are called pandas, like a panda bear, and every baby that is born goes in one of these units when they first come out of the womb, and some stay in longer than others, but we use those quite frequently, and we are needing to upgrade one of the older units, so that's what we will be raising money for this year.
All right, very good. Well, this has become an annual event. Obviously, with the 23rd annual, that means it's a mainstay now and kind of a legacy. So tell us about this year's tournament. What's the format look like?
Yeah, so for those that have never played, it is a three-person scramble. We do a shotgun start at 9 a.m., the team price is $330 per team, and with that, they get range use prior to the tournament. They get, of course, the 18 holes of golf. We do a grab and go breakfast, a catered lunch at the end, and then obviously snacks and drinks throughout the day.
All right, so like any golf tournament, you've got some side events going on. What are some of those?
Yeah, so we have the ever-popular 50-50 cash drawing. That has been one of the biggest events probably in the tournament. Usually somebody walks away with at least $400+ in cash. We have the typical skins, mulligans. We have various hole-in-one prizes. 18, hole 18 is a $10,000 cash prize for that hole-in-one. And then various side events, typical to most tournaments, longest putt, closest to the pin, pick your putt. So a really good day.
Well, a few years ago, I know you went back to cash prizes. Obviously, that's been pretty popular, I guess.
It has. So, yes, usually when we're doing the catered lunch, let everybody sit down post-tournament and visit, and we hand out cash prizes for the top three teams in usually the three flights. Mm-hmm. And so that equates to almost $4,000 in cash back mm-hmm. to teams. So
again, Friday, May 8th at the Frankie Peters Municipal Golf Course here in Nevada for the 23rd annual Caring with Pride Golf Classic. So let's get down to the nuts and bolts. How do teams get registered?
Yeah, so they can register online, nrmchealth.com/golf. They can give me a call at 448-3710, and they can visit the foundation's Facebook page if they just want to see and get more information as well. Obviously, we want the deadline to be the Friday before, so Friday, May 1st. We always encourage, though, like you said, with this being the 23rd year, we have a lot of teams mm-hmm. that are repeat teams, and so spots do fill up quickly, so don't wait until May 1st.
Well, if they don't have a golf team, and maybe they're not a golfer, but they would like to help out, what are some of the other opportunities?
Yeah, so other sponsorships, they can do a simple hole sign, which is $100. We have higher level sponsors. We have a Double Eagle sponsor for $1,000. That gets them their team entry, co-branding, and all of the publicity that we do, a banner out at the course, the hole sign, and they're listed in the tournament booklet the day of. An Eagle sponsorship for $500, which gets them the team, the banner, the hole sign, and recognition in the booklet.
Anyway, we've been a big part of this tournament as well over the years, trying to help publicize it, so we do appreciate that opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely encourage you, K&EM, K&MO, and Sunny 99.9, as being the media sponsor for many, many years. We also do have various other donors and volunteers that have truly made this event a success for the last 23 years, so we truly appreciate that.
And I'm sure you don't mind a few people that want to come out and just spectate a little bit.
Absolutely. It's always a nice day. Hopefully we will have sunshine and Not as much rain as we've had in years past, but we always still have a good day.
That is the perils of spring.
Yes.
Right around Mother's Day.
Yeah.
All right. So again, for more information on that, you can contact Jennifer at 417-448-3710 to get more information on the 23rd Annual Carrying a Pride Golf Classic put on by the NRMC Foundation for... Pardon me, for Nevada Regional Medical Center. So we'll hear more about that as time goes on. But you've got other events you're keeping track of as well. Tell us about those.
Yeah, some of our other community events coming up. We will be sponsoring and providing the sports physicals for Sheldon School District. That'll be on Wednesday, April 29th. That'll be during their school day. Mm-hmm. And forms will be sent home for parents to complete, either from the school administrative office or from the school nurse. We have our next community blood drive coming up on Monday, May 4th. That's from noon to 6 p.m., and we do that up in our mezzanine conference room. We'll have that on our Facebook page soon. They can always go to cbco.org mm-hmm. and search for upcoming drives, and you search for the Nevada Community Drive. That's us, and they can register online. And then, seems like a long way away, but we will be doing the Nevada R5 sports physicals as well to save the date. That's on Wednesday, May 20th. Typically, we do that in the evening from 5 to 8 p.m. at Truman Elementary. And so school nurses will be getting that information out, that MSHA form. Mm-hmm. It's every 2 years now. So if their student has had it last year, they will not necessarily need it this year, but just to keep an eye on that.
And that's for middle school and high school.
Yes.
All right, very good. All right, so we'll talk more about those dates. Some of those dates are a little bit in the future, so I'm sure we'll hear about them again as time goes on, but you can always check out the hospital's website at nrmchealth.com for more information. You can put a lot of those events under your community tab, right?
Yep, we do.
All right, thanks, Jennifer. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
All right, thank you.
That is Jennifer Eaton, again, NRMC Foundation Director at Nevada Regional Medical Center, talking about the 23rd Annual Carrying a Pride Golf Classic. And again, you can find more information on that at nrmchealth.com. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Until then, I'm Mike Harbit. Thanks for joining us for the Pride Report on 97.5 FM, Double K Country.